Differences are starting to emerge in the campaign strategies for Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, and her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde. It's Monday, April 1st, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a federal judge weighs in on a dispute over plans to construct a snowmobile trail west of Madison. And prospective college students in Wisconsin are getting anxious as they wait for crucial financial aid information. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
There are just a few days left for Governor Tony Evers to take action on bills passed this session. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the governor vetoed dozens of them on Friday.
Evers followed through on a promise to veto a GOP tax cut. It would have reduced the rate on one income tax bracket. It also would have expanded an exemption on retirement income. It was the latest effort by Republicans to lower taxes, which was a cornerstone of their legislative agenda. Evers blocked the other attempts, too. He also vetoed several bills that would have affected public schools and universities. One would have allowed Wisconsin school administrators to be hired without a license or experience. Another would have let public university students waive vaccine requirements. Evers also approved funding for statewide Holocaust education. That's a follow-up on a law enacted in 2021 that requires lessons about genocide for middle and high schoolers. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
As Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race heats up, Republican candidate Eric Hovde and Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin are using notably different campaign strategies. So far, Hovde has used national issues like inflation and the southern border to attack Baldwin's support of Democratic policies and President Joe Biden. Baldwin has focused more on framing recent Democratic policy wins through a local lens, including the impact of the infrastructure bill on Wisconsin jobs. UW La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky says both approaches are tried and true, but he says there's still a big question in the Hovde campaign.
How much does Eric Hovde need to align himself with the MAGA Trump base, and how much can he try to make inroads in some areas where the Republicans in Wisconsin are currently struggling?
Chergosky says a Hovde embrace of former President Trump could draw rural Republicans, but it also could cost him support in suburbs around Milwaukee and the Fox Valley. New federal funding will allow the universities of Wisconsin to create a center to study PFAS. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan announced the nearly $1 million appropriation last week. Researchers say standard techniques allow them to measure about 40 of the more than 9,000 synthetic chemicals. Moira Harrington is a spokesperson for the university programs receiving the funds. She says the money will help scientists detect and identify PFAS chemicals that they can't currently measure.
What's its toxicity level? You know, how prevalent might it be, say, in the waste material spread on agricultural fields? How does it move around in the environment?
Harrington says the money will also purchase equipment to track the source of PFAS contamination and to help find ways to reverse or stop environmental damage. A federal judge has found that two employees with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources violated the rights of a friends group for Blue Mountain State Park. As Danielle Kading reports, the ruling is tied to a dispute over plans to construct a snowmobile trail in the park west of Madison.
The Friends of Blue Mound State Park sued the DNR in 2021 over the proposed trail. They claim the agency failed to thoroughly review the trail's effects on the environment and safety. On Thursday, a federal judge found the DNR's top parks officials, Stephen Schmeltzer and Missy Van Landit, violated the group's rights under the First Amendment and Wisconsin Constitution. The judge says they did so by threatening to end the agency's agreement with the Friends unless the group withdrew its lawsuit. The agreement allows the group to host events and raise money for the park and agency, among other things. The judge issued a permanent injunction that bars any DNR employee from terminating or threatening to end the group's agreement with the agency. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The warm winter and climate change may be increasing the seasonal spread of oak wilt. That's a disease that's killing thousands of trees each year. The disease spreads in oaks that are damaged or cut in warm weather. It then infects neighboring trees through interlocking root systems. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has developed a mapping tool that helps determine if oak wilt carrying beetles are on the move. It gives a more accurate look at safe times to harvest or prune the trees as well. Langlade County in northern Wisconsin maintains about 130,000 acres of forest. Assistant Forestry Administrator Cody Browner says the county is now tracking 24 sites with oak wilt.
Going forward, we would probably use those tools in a year like this if we had a timber sale involving a significant amount of oak.
Browner says climate change has increased the threat of bad storms, which can leave oaks more susceptible. It's also meant fewer days when it's safe to harvest the trees. Many Wisconsin universities are waiting to send out financial aid offers to prospective students because of a delay in federal data. Margaret Faust reports families are getting anxious as they wait for the news.
The financial aid process is 3 months behind schedule. Universities aren't getting the information they need from the federal government fast enough to send out information to new students. Annabelle Tornio is a high school senior in Milwaukee. She's waiting to decide where she'll go to college until she sees what financial aid is available from each of the schools where she's been accepted. Her mom, Stacy, says that's causing some anxiety.
You just kind of have to talk yourself down and say, like, well, it's, you know, it is what it is. You're just gonna have to wait.
The delay started when the free application for federal student aid got a makeover ahead of application season. Financial aid administrators are asking students and families to stay hopeful. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a community organization in Oshkosh is helping residents fix their broken household items, and it's part of a global movement. Volunteer group Repair Cafe has hosted 3 free events fixing items like clothing, computers, and furniture for people in the community. Gary Hammond is a volunteer in Oshkosh. He encouraged others to start their own repair cafes. He says the first step is to have conversations with friends and neighbors.
When you start reaching out and talking to different people in the area, somebody's always got a connection to a connection with somebody that can help you out.
The idea started in the Netherlands back in 2009. The movement's grown with more than 3,000 repair cafes in more than 40 countries. Some members of the Oshkosh group plan to expand to Appleton. And that'll do it for this Monday. No April Fool's jokes here. Just thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be old reliable for you in that podcast feed every single weekday morning. So hit subscribe and we will show up automatically for you. You don't have to touch anything else. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.